A nice autumn afternoon in North Florida to get back to work. The Jags are getting ready for Thanksgiving weekend football. They'll host the Chargers Sunday in Week 12. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shattuck with you. The Jaguars are a game out of first place in the AFC South. That's a good place to be on Thanksgiving weekend, but only if they handle the business moving forward. The Jags could use a little more consistency on the offensive side of the ball to help handle that business. And it starts with the play of quarterback Blake Bortles. He had a rough game in Baltimore a couple of weeks back, but was efficient last Thursday against the Titans. But in key moments of both wins and losses this year, Bortles has turned the ball over. And for the Jags to have success down the stretch, reducing those giveaways is something that has to improve.
You want to have kind of a mindset about protecting the ball and being careful with it, but you don't want to overthink it and stop taking shots and stuff. The way I go about it is I don't want to turn the ball over, but it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's part of the game and part of playing the position. So I think more than anything, it's being able to kind of quickly recover and move past it and not do it again.
A few Tuesday notes. Linebacker Dan Scooter re-aggravated a groin injury Thursday. He was out on Tuesday. Zane Beatles, the left guard, he's cleared to practice coming off a concussion. And Gus Bradley moved Wednesday and Thursday's practice to today and Wednesday to give the players off Thanksgiving Day. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Turnovers, the big talk today on offense for Blake Bortles. But even with those turnovers, you can still see signs of improvement.
Yeah, and he said what you'd expect him to say, that he knows they're an issue. At the same time, he's an aggressive guy. He knows they're going to be there, but you have to move on from them. And he tries to recover from them. That's sort of his thing, is I'm going to play well after the turnovers. He's in his 24th start. If you think about it, Week 4 San Diego last year was start number one. How far has he come since then? And when you're talking big picture of the franchise, we can get real detail-oriented, all the stuff he's not doing, and then even some of the touchdown pass, some of the improvement. But when you look at the bar, what a difference and what a feeling it is when you look at this guy compared to – he had a good game against San Diego in his first game, but there were still the interceptions. You still tell there was a long way to go. Year and a half, huge difference. If he keeps making these strides, look out.
Full circle this week against Phillip Rivers, and Rivers is coming here against a Jaguars defense that's played pretty well the last few weeks. They could be without Dan Scuda again this week. He re-injured the groin last week against the Titans.
Well, and he said today he didn't feel like he gave it long enough, about 10 days between injury and playing. Well, he said he'll need at least that. So if you start doing the math, guess what? The game's less than 7 days away. So probably not going to go. He's not going to give up. He's a fighter, but probably not going this week. It's a factor because Phillip Rivers is such an experienced guy, and he's so good at throwing to the backs and short that you would like to have Dan Scuda in to recognize some of the things Phillip Rivers can do. Thurston Armbrester will be on the spot. He's played well against the run, not as good against the pass, so that's an area to watch.
Jaguars started, 1-5? And I told you after the Houston game that this team would be a game out of first place on Thanksgiving. What would you have said?
Well, I think a couple of things are neat. I would have said no. but I think a couple of things are neat about it. First of all, you can talk all you want about the struggles of the AFC South, and that's what has allowed them to be in it. At the same time, it's not like they haven't earned their way back in. It's not like they went 1-3 and everybody else just completely lost to get back to them. They've won 3 of 4, and if you look at the rest of their schedule, I don't think it's the team that's going to run the table and win 6. But each week you look at it, there are plenty of reasons to think they're going to be in the game. So I think the thing now for this team, don't worry necessarily about who won or who didn't the week before, who's going to win this week. Worry about yourself. That's the old cliche. But if this team can keep winning and keep figuring out a way to close games late, win 2 of 3 a couple of times, all of a sudden, I'll do the math, 4-2.
Yes.
4-2 gets you to 8-8. Whatever happens with the playoffs, 8-8 would be a heck of a finish considering where they started. So I think that's really the realistic goal inside the locker room, and maybe let the other stuff sort of play out. And maybe in 2 weeks we'll talk some scenarios, JP. I'll blow you away with those.
I was told there would be no math today, John.
Well, no math today in terms of scenarios. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll hold off on that.
Plenty to play out over the next few weeks. The Jags are back on the practice field tomorrow. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.